I'm Jared Retzloff. I'm serving as the State FFA Vice President, representing the Wisconsin Association of FFA. A little bit of a background on me. I've been involved in FFA since the 8th grade. Grew up on a farm that's been in my family since the 1850s. Still involved on my farm. We currently cash crop, grow corn and soybeans.
Wisconsin FFA is benefiting from a lot of different ways out at the Wisconsin Public Service Farm Show this week in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Can you share a little bit more about how people are seeing FFA involved in some of the benefit that you'll be taking away?
Well, here at the Farm Show, we have a Wisconsin Association of FFA booth where we're advocating for Wisconsin FFA and agricultural education. There are a lot of FFA members here as well. There are FFA members working at the information desks, and then there are also FFA members running a silent auction where the proceeds are going to the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. So we're quite involved here at the Farm Show, really enjoying it, really getting those blue jackets out there and making sure people see us and know what FFA is about.
Are there other events throughout Wisconsin that benefit the foundation with such a magnitude like a farm show like this?
Well, this is quite impressive. A lot of funds are coming in from the farm show with the silent auction, but we also do things like golf outings where our sponsors will be involved with that, and proceeds from these golf outings will go back to the foundation, which in turn will then go back to the members in a lot of different programs.
And what are some of the ways those funds are used?
Those funds are used to award students for all their successes and hard work, like for their proficiencies, for example, or their supervised agricultural experience, or SAE. My SAE in high school was agricultural education, and I could use that to apply for an award such as a proficiency and maybe get some funds from the foundation, from FFA for that, to support my supervised agricultural experience.
You said you came from a farm background. Jared, can you share a little bit more about the farm and how you're involved?
Yeah, so my grandfather's great-grandfather actually founded the farm in the 1850s along the Fox River, just outside of Omro. Ever since I was little, I always remember there being some steers on the farm and raising my own steers for a while. Now my uncle currently runs the farm, and we just grow crops. We grow corn and soybeans, have about 132 acres.
As far as future plans after state office, what are you going to school for, and where do you hope that will take you?
I'm currently a freshman at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, where I'm majoring in marketing communications through the College of Agriculture. I hope to be involved in public relations for an agricultural company or possibly work in marketing.
Any impact that FFA and your experience learning about agriculture has had that kind of helped craft that direction?
Yeah, it definitely did. Being involved in agricultural education and being involved in the classroom definitely helped me solidify a career. I wasn't sure before I joined FFA exactly what I wanted to do, and I thought maybe agriculture was just farming. But going through agricultural education, learning about all the different opportunities in agriculture, I learned that it's more than just farming. There are other careers like marketing, like being involved in communications for an agricultural company, really solidified what I wanted to do with my life.
And any last comments, Jared, to other young people interested in agriculture or maybe why they might consider being part of FFA?
I definitely encourage being a part of FFA. You'll learn about all the opportunities in agriculture. And not only that, there are plenty of opportunities for you in FFA. There's something for everyone's niche, whether that's public speaking, whether that's leadership, or whether that's agriculture. For sure, check out FFA. Be a part of this wonderful organization.